Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're glad that you're here to find out what is happening over at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Davis here with you. We are now standing at 1,082 days without a nighttime parade over at the Magic Kingdom. Want to address the elephant in the fun zone right now. Most people would say elephant in the room. I want to address the elephant in the fun zone. If you may or may not have noticed, but for the past few days, we've had some issues playing Sorcerer Radio on an app called TuneIn. And as of right now, Sorcerer Radio does not work on TuneIn at all. Doesn't work. What I'm going to do is read you the statement that we put out in the Fun Zone and also on the Facebook page for Sorcerer Radio as well. So, TuneIn, Google Home, and Alexa. This is the statement for you guys who use this stuff, right? Right now, we are removed from TuneIn for reasons unknown to us, pretty much. We don't know exactly why or what happened, okay? We are very close to, you know, getting a permanent solution back on the Amazon Alexa device, okay? Because people have been saying, you know, Alexa, play TuneIn, and it would automatically go to Sorcerer Radio. It's not happening. Now, Atmospheres and Seasons channels can still be heard on Alexa, still by using these simple radio phrases. And you can find those over on the website, srsounds.com. Unfortunately, we are off of Google Home until we figure that one out. Still working the issues with that. The good thing about it is, you can always listen to Sorcerer Radio, all the stations that we have, using the official Sorcerer Radio apps, online players, as well as Roku. And that's for iOS, Apple devices, or Android devices. Now, this is a tablet, this is a phone, or you can bring it up on your laptop computer if you want to as well. Now, you say, well, Jeff, I still want to listen on my Alexa, or I still want to listen on Google Home. I can tell you for sure there is one permanent solution where you can always listen to Sorcerer Radio on your Amazon Echo device, and that is using the Bluetooth feature. Really, all you have to do, and I'm sorry I'm saying her name so much. I'm sure a lot of people's devices may be going off. I'm sorry. We'll change that to Amanda. So, I know everybody's probably, Jeff, stop saying her name, please. So, okay, what I do is I say, Amanda, connect Jeff's iPhone via Bluetooth, and the device will pick up my device, and any music that I play from my device will come from my Amazon Echo device, okay? That is a good solution. Download the Sorcerer Radio app, use Bluetooth on the Amazon Echo, and you can automatically listen. It's an extra step, I get it, and you got to open the app, and you got to hit play and everything. Not too bad, though. It works. Now, I don't know much about the Google Home device. I'm guessing it also does have a Bluetooth feature. So give that a try. See if that works. Real easy. Just use the Sorcerer Radio app. Now then, yesterday we did have an update for people who use the Amazon Echo device. And here's what you need to say if you want to just automatically listen on that device. Again, we're using the name Amanda, not the other one, okay? Just say, Amanda, ask my tuner radio to get Sorcerer Radio. And we have finally worked out all the bugs on that, and that is working just fine. Got it playing right here at home on my Echo device right now. I've got three Echo devices. The group option people have asked about, where you can, you know, say you want to play something on one Echo device, and you say play via group one, and all the devices that are connected there in your home will all play the same music at the same time. So you would have Sorcerer Radio in all the rooms that you have an Alexa device. Sorry, I did it again. It's natural, Amanda. Okay. Unfortunately, that feature is not working with my tuner radio. So again, we're working on a solution to try and fix that in a different way. There is an update coming for the iOS SR app for the new iOS. What's it called? Update that we had. System update to 13, iOS 13. We're updating our app to work with that better. For those of you who have an Apple device, for those of you having an Android device, we're continuing to work on that app as well to make it better for you. The Android app is just a little more complicated. That's the thing. Apple makes it very easy. Android does not. So we're working on that as best we can. Now, I've also heard a lot of people using this device called Sonos. S-O-N-O-S. You can also use the My Tuner Radio option in order to listen to Sorcerer Radio if you need to. So again, just find the My Tuner option on the Sonos and use those, you know, I guess the same words of, you know, ask My Tuner Radio to get Sorcerer Radio. I'm guessing it does the same thing. I don't know. I've never had a Sonos, and like I said, I've never had a Google Home. But I do like that Bluetooth option and just using the Sorcerer Radio app. And plays perfectly, don't have any problems. The only issue is, and this could be an issue for some, you've got to just leave your device, your mobile device, your tablet, running on Sorcerer Radio if you want to listen to it. That's a thing. I don't know how to fix that. I'm not the technical guy here. That is all for DJ Sorcy. And he is working diligently and tirelessly to work out all of these issues. Because just up one day, out of nowhere, just tune in said, no more Disney stations, except official Disney stations. Apparently, that's the word that I'm getting. But we're working on the issues, and we're trying to find something extremely stable for you to be able to use if you want to listen to Sorcerer Radio on an Amazon device, a Google device, or Sonos as well. So we're working on all those issues. And like I said, Roku also plays SR as well. If you have a Roku device on your TV, you can play it on your TV. You can't watch other things, but you can listen. So, we're doing the best we can. We're working on it. We're getting there. DJ Sorcy will continue to keep everybody up to date as much as he can. Now, if you're searching for solutions in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone or anything else, just search for certain words there on the page, and it'll bring up all the posts that have mentioned that. That way you don't have to continuously keep asking the questions over and over, why doesn't Sorcerer Radio play on this? And we don't have to answer it, you know, 50 times. That kind of helps us out a little bit, so search a little bit through the page on the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, or check the SR page, and you should get the answers that you're looking for. So, just want to pass that on to you real quick. All right, let's get to our park news. So, back on January the 18th, Walt Disney World started this whole limited time celebration thing going on at the Magic Kingdom, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney's Animal Kingdom as well. Mickey and Minnie's surprise celebration at the Magic Kingdom. That had the Move It, Shake It, Mouse It, Dance It, Street Party. a Mickey and Minnie meet and greet in Town Square. There was also rare character meet and greet opportunities in Town Square, right there by the flagpole. And then citizens of Main Street were singing with the Dapper Dans, a whole lot more. A lot of fun stuff in the Magic Kingdom. Then you had the party with Pixar pals at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And that had, you know, a big dance party in Munisburg, Pixar Place, with the Incredibles. Edna Mode had a meet and greet. Also nearby, Sully and Mike Wazowski had a meet and greet inside Walt Disney Presents. And then over at Disney's Animal Kingdom, which celebrated 25 years of the Lion King throughout the park. That was fun, including the Hakuna Matata Time Party on Discovery Island. A lot of people really like that. So we're kind of winding down on that. And a lot of the reports said that, you know, some of this limited time entertainment would continue a little bit past September 30th. Maybe into the next weekend. We have not confirmed that. We don't know if that's actually going to happen. There have been reports out there that October the 5th is going to be the date of the final date of all of these limited time events going on throughout Walt Disney World. But again, we have not confirmed that. So you might want to see that stuff this weekend if you're going to be at Walt Disney World. If you're going to be traveling there, if you're local or anything else, try and go this weekend. See it while you can, because, you know, as of Monday morning, it could actually be gone. Now, we know that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is going to be debuting inside the Chinese Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studios in spring of 2020. It's been pushed back a couple of times. We don't have a definitive date yet. The crazy thing was, though, Disney Parks Experiences and Products Chairman Bob Chapek, however you want to say it, okay, recently surprised a small group of cast members with a hard hat sneak peek of the attraction. And from the video that I watched from Disney, they are all extremely impressed, even while under construction, with this attraction. So that's really promising. I really think so. Because, let's be honest, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway has not gotten the most love from the Disney community. A lot of people just, you know, very upset. You know, you took away the great movie ride. How dare you? I kind of feel that way, in a way. I just wanted them to update it. So a lot of people were not very receptive to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So hearing that cast members enjoyed what they saw, even while wearing hard hats, is a great thing in my opinion. At the same time, they're even adding this attraction out in California as well. So that's wonderful. Really looking forward to it when I do get to see it. But if you're going to be at Disney's Hollywood Studios in spring of 2020, sometime around there, you will also get to see Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. What's my problem today? All right. So, we all know that Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, is literally days away from no longer being there at the World Showcase in Epcot. It is going away. And the debut of Epcot Forever is just days away. It's starting on October the 1st, 2019. So Disney has announced that the very first performance of the new nighttime spectacular Epcot Forever, they're going to live stream that show on October the 1st, 2019. The live stream is going to be featured on Disney Parks Blog's website beginning at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, a lot of people are already going to be there on September the 30th for the final showing of Illuminations Reflections of Earth. It's going to be a massive crowd. I'm just telling you, I won't even be there, and I already know it's going to be a massive crowd. So if you're planning on going to that, just be ready for it, because there's a lot of people out there that love Illuminations and do not want to see it go. So it's going to be a huge event, and there's going to be tears. I'm just telling you right now. I'm going to probably watch it on YouTube or something. I don't want to watch it live, because to me, it's just not the same. While Nicole was at Walt Disney World for a bachelorette party about a week and a half ago, did a day at Epcot and World Showcase, everything else. She's like, do you want to watch? I'm going to live stream Illuminations in the DW60 Facebook page. Are you going to watch it? And I said, no, I'm not. She's like, why? And I said to her, I said, it's just not the same for me. I don't want to watch Illuminations live and have that be my last time that I see it live. I don't want to do it via, you know, my phone. That just doesn't seem right to me. I said, I can watch it anytime that I want to on YouTube or whatever. That's fine. It's not live. The last opportunity that I had to see it, I saw it back in, what, I guess December of last year? Because while we were there in May, we were all set up for Illuminations. The day that we were there at Epcot, had a fantastic spot, and as Florida always does, the sky just opened up and a massive thunderstorm came through. And of course, Illuminations at first was just delayed. They're like, may play or may not, you know, it's been delayed, blah, blah, blah. And so, okay, we waited a while, started heading towards Back to Future World, and we found another good spot. It's like, okay, this is a good one too, we'll stay here. And we waited and waited. We saw other fireworks at Disney's Hollywood Studios going off. I believe it was Star Wars or Fantasmic, one of the two. So we're like, okay, so the show should be starting soon. And it just ended up never happening. And Disney just said, you know what, we're canceling the whole thing. I was a little bit upset because literally that was my last opportunity to get to see Illuminations, Reflections of Earth before it's gone. So yeah, no, I didn't want to watch it live on a cell phone. It's just, I want to remember it live in my memories, actually being there. That's why. Will I watch Epcot Forever live? Probably so, because I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity to see Epcot Forever before it's gone in 2021. Remember, Epcot Forever is only lasting 1 year. Now, if you don't know what Epcot Forever is, it is going to feature some of the park's most inspirational and beloved music attraction theme songs that Epcot has had throughout history. It's supposed to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be choreographed with special effect kites, fireworks, lasers, and lighting all over the World Showcase. And it's a limited time thing. 1 year, that is all you're getting. So if you want to watch this opening night, you can't be there. You may not want to because there may not be very many spots to be able to watch it around the World Showcase Lagoon. You can watch Epcot Forever via the Disney Parks blog website at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time on October the 1st. Now, Disney Parks blog also wanted to let you know that there is now limited availability remaining for this year's Ultimate Disney Christmas Package. We talked about this a couple months ago. Right now, the package can be booked through October the 26th or until it sells out completely. Now, that includes a stay from December 21st through the 26th, 2019, at a select Disney resort hotel. You get 4-day theme park tickets with park hopper option, and also some exclusive holiday offerings to go with it. You're there during Christmas. You're there on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. It's going to be a fantastic time. Now, if you want more information on this, here's what you need to do. Visit DisneyWorld.com/offers or call this number, 407-939-5268. Get it while you still can. If you're a member of the U.S. military, listen up. Because you can now purchase your Walt Disney World theme park tickets for 2020. Now, this is exclusive for the military. There is a choice between you've got a 4-day, you've got a 5-day, and you have a 6-day Disney military promotional ticket, and the park hopper option is included in this. Remember that, okay? Now, the park hopper plus option can be available if you want it for an additional charge of $50 plus tax. That is not bad. Considering the price that you're getting these tickets, I would probably do it. Now, with this option added, you can take advantage of a lot of different things. You've got the benefits of the Park Hopper option plus. You can enjoy, you know, destinations like the Disney water parks and other Walt Disney World fun throughout the entire property. So really consider that when you're buying your packages, your tickets with your family. So these are the tickets that are available for purchase. Remember, this is for military, right? You've got a 6-day military promotional ticket. You can purchase now through December the 13th, 2020. It has, with the park hopper option, it's $301. That's good. With the park hopper plus option, $351. That's 6 days, $300. Yes, do it. There's a 5-day option. With the park hopper option, it's $283. With park hopper plus, $333 plus tax. Then you have the 4-day promotional ticket. That is going to be $265 plus tax. And then with the plus hopper plus option, park hopper plus option, I said that wrong, $315 plus tax. Now you can buy the 5-day now through December 14th, 2020. You can buy the 4-day now through December 15th, 2020. That's a pretty good deal when you visit the Walt Disney World Resort for either 4, 5, or 6 days from January 1st, 2020, all the way through December the 18th, 2020. And then at the same time, if you want to get the Memory Maker product for a special price of $98, you can do that also between January 1st and December 18th, 2020. Eligibility. You want to know about that? Here is what makes you eligible. Eligible service members are active or retired U.S. military personnel. Okay. Also including active or retired members of the National Guard, reservists, the U.S. Coast Guard, the Commissioned Corps of the Public Health Service, and the Commissioned Corps of the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration, NOAA. Now remember, you also need to have a valid, not something that you've kept throughout the years, okay? You have to have a valid military ID. That's it. No questions asked. Has to be valid, okay? Also, let's see. What else do we have here? Spouses of military service members and PHS and NOAA, Commissioned Corps members, you also qualify if they are able to present valid and active U.S. military IDs in the absence of active or retired military personnel or Commissioned Corps members. Remember these dates, January 1st through December 18th, 2020. No blockout dates on these. You can use them anytime between those periods, okay? Now remember, members of the U.S. military can also take advantage of great rates at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for most stays and nights, January 1st through April the 4th, and then April the 19th through December the 18th, 2020, when they book by December 18th, 2020, okay? Also, don't forget if you're military, if you're DOD, stuff like that, you can stay over at Shades of Green. Fantastic resort. Not owned by Disney, but on Disney property. If you're a DOD employee, a Department of Defense employee, Department of the Navy, Air Force, anything else, and a civilian, you can stay over at Shades of Green. Look it up on the website. That's all you have to do. Fantastic stuff, though, for active duty military and the Commissioned Corps and stuff like that. Take advantage of it. All right. Cast members, you have had some fantastic opportunities here lately. And you have got another one coming up in just a couple of days here. Literally, like tomorrow. Okay? So, Epcot cast members will be among the first to experience the new Walt Disney Imagineering Presents, the Epcot Experience Exhibit, before it opens for anybody else, anyone, okay? It's an exclusive sneak peek taking place September 28th through the 30th from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Then starting on October the 1st, everybody else, guests will be able to visualize all of these exciting things that are going to be coming to Epcot. They're over at the Odyssey Pavilion. You're going to want to check this out, people. But if you're a cast member, you get to see it early. Won't be as busy and lots of people where you can take lots of pictures. I'm sure you can probably bring a guest with you as usual. Take advantage of it, cast members. Go and see the Epcot experience over at the Odyssey Pavilion. I mean, it's a one-of-a-kind thing that you're going to be able to see. At the same time, cast members have been able to see the new Disney Skyliner system here the past couple of days. Opens officially on the 29th to everybody, but cast members and guests that they bring with them have been able to enjoy the Disney Skyliner. And I've been watching stuff on YouTube and Facebook and everything else. And, you know, one of my biggest concerns, and it was a big concern for a lot of other people on podcasts and blogs and everything else, was the fact that there are no air conditioners, no AC inside of these gondola cars. So one guy specifically went in with what I was thinking about doing, if I was going to be there, was taking a digital thermometer. And that day in the afternoon, about like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, outside it was 90 degrees. Now, inside the car, while they were going, the vents were open. They were getting a nice breeze on their face and everything else as they were traveling on the Skyliner. So he got out his digital thermometer. This is not something with, you can't read correctly, it's numbers. 90 degrees outside was 90 degrees on the inside of the gondola car, but with that breeze, and they said it was nice, it was comfortable, humidity was a little bit lower inside of the gondola car on the Skyliner, but basically the same temperature. And so Nicole and I are talking about this, and we're going, okay. So you're doing this in the afternoon, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, probably one of the hottest parts of the day in Central Florida. But you're doing it at the end of September. What I want to see are the temperatures inside the Skyliner in the middle or first part of August, end of July, when you see some of the hottest temperatures in Central Florida. If it's reaching 100 degrees outside, what's the temperature going to be inside the gondola? That's my question. And it makes me wonder if that's why Disney decided to do this at the end of September, is because it would have been too hot for people to get them. I don't know. And the Skyliner seems like it's fun. I mean, I went on the old gondola system in the Magic Kingdom when it was there years and years ago. That makes me old, right? I was on that. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It got old after a while. Some people are just kind of losing their minds over the Disney Skyliner. I mean, it's the best thing they've ever seen. Better than Flight of Passage or whatever. You know, just going crazy. I think the cars themselves, they say they can fit up to 6 to 10 people in just one car. The benches are huge, and there is a automated speaker system, automated announcing system that lets you know where you're leaving, where you're traveling to, and a couple of points of interest as you travel on the Skyliner, which I think is really nice. There is an emergency call button on the inside of the gondola car. If you get into trouble and you need help, you press that button. A cast member will get on and they will, you know, help you. But the thing is, I think what is missing, really, even though this automated announcement system is not talking all the time, I think it would be great if Disney had music playing on the inside of the gondola car. I think that would make it even better. Sure, maybe not everybody would listen to it. I get that. Yeah, I get it. But a little, just light Disney music while you're riding on the Skyliner. Maybe play music for the destination that you're headed to. Maybe you're headed to the Pop Century Resort. Play music that they play at the Pop Century. Maybe you're headed to the World Showcase in Epcot. I think I should be hearing music from Epcot in the gondola car. If you can do all of these automated announcements about the area that you're going to, I don't see a reason as to why you can't do music for the area that you're going to as well. Instead of just, you know, not every family sits there and talks the entire time while they're together. Maybe just be silent. Maybe some people want it that way. I don't. This is just what I would want. I think the automated announcements, they're nice, but I want to see some music with it. I don't know. I'm a little bit meh on the Skyliner. I think it's a great form of transportation, very efficient, and definitely, I would think, probably a lot faster than the Disney bus transportation system. Probably a lot faster. The only time that this system, the gondola system, ever stops is when they're adding or removing cars. For people who are handicapped in wheelchairs and stuff like that, those cars go off to a different section. The gondola stops, they load them up, and their Skyliner journey starts as well. So you may have times when they have to add a car like that, and you may stop, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. This guy on YouTube, when I was watching him, he had, you know, digital thermometer and everything. It was like 90 degrees in there, 90 degrees outside. They did stop for about a 3 to 4 minute period. It went up to like 93 degrees, almost 94 degrees inside the gondola car because they weren't moving around. You weren't getting that circulation of air from the vents. Speaking of the vents, they are manual vents. So if it's too cool, December, January time frame, you don't want them open, you just close them. If it starts to rain, and we know how torrential rain can be in Central Florida, and you're getting soaked, you can manually close those vents, no problem. So not bad. I mean, I'm excited to try them out. Don't get me wrong. I am really excited. I'm excited to utilize them. I do enjoy the boat ride from the World Showcase to Hollywood Studios, but you got a couple extra stops in there that kind of take a while sometimes. Using the Skyliner, I think it's just going to be a fantastic option. And I'm excited to try it out. Definitely excited. If you've already ridden it, let us know about your experience over in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. And those are your top headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
When coffee pots brew in empty chambers and aromas of pumpkin spice drift through the halls. When Happily Never After's praline flavor hangs where the air is deathly still. This is the time when fall flavors are present, brewing roast like ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to Expedition Roasters. I am your roaster, your ghost roaster. Now, please drag your bodies over to expeditionroasters.com. There's a brew for everyone. Our seasonal Pumpkin Spice King has materialized once again. But step lively and grab your bag before it disappears. It's only available for a limited time and limited quantities. And Sorcerer Radio listeners, we're just dying to have you. So use code SR20 to save 20% off your first purchase with us. Come brew your happy place at expeditionroasters.com.
Take a moment and think about where you are. Now, let's dream about where you'd rather be. A Disney Cruise Line vacation, perhaps. Let us help. We'll add some ocean waves. Now, the kids are playing at their own clubs. You're enjoying a romantic dinner. And tonight, gather for fireworks over the ocean. More fireworks. When you're dreaming of the perfect vacation for the whole family, the difference is Disney.
Visit www.storybookdestinations.com to get started. Together, we can write your next fairy tale vacation.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Oh, man, that's good! Yeah, man! You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one! Ha!
Iko brings us to the end of our show. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Now, if you need to get in contact with me, send me an email. Send it to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter at dw_60. You can send a message to the DW60 Press Row Facebook page, or you can contact me in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. You want to hear DW60 in its entirety? Listen every single Friday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, with a replay at 7 p.m. Eastern over at srsounds.com. This is Jeff Davis, DW60's Press Row Podcasts. Have a magical day.
No, my pop-wise and your pop-wise.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.